It certainly is, and a welcome to your Thursday if you've just joined us. Now, today is actually Celebrate Tasmania Day, and it's had a fairly big history over the years, and a man that has been heavily involved in Celebrate Tasmania here on the West Coast is joining me this morning. He's absolutely full of knowledge, and we thought we'd have a chat about it this morning. Gordon Sutton is joining us. Good morning, sir. Great to have you with us.
Good morning, Trevor.
All right, well, let's just have a look at the history of Celebrate Tasmania and what it all started and why we do what we do on Tasmania Day.
I guess it started in about 92 when Robin Gray was the Premier at the time, and he wanted the West Coast to be involved in a lot of the Tasmania Day things around. So we sort of done it with the children of St. Joseph's with flag raising, and they came along in November, and we kicked it off down in Minor Siding. There's a rock and a park down there, which is 30 years old tomorrow. It's the 380th year of the siding of Tasmania, and that was done out just past Zion. And I guess that all throughout the period of the 90s, the late 90s, up to about 2007, we kept things moving as of Tassie Day and events over the month.
Yep. So what sort of events did you hold over the time?
Oh, we had everything. We had everything for the senior sits. We took them to Launceston, and they went to the Seahorse Farm and around the place, down to wineries and all over the area. Back to Kelly Basin trip with the seniors. Motorbike trips for the men in the town, and or the boys really, four-wheel drive trips.
And you get a lot of guys to come along as well.
Oh you? Yes, yeah, plenty of people, plenty of barbecues.
Yep, and you'd meet lots of people every time as well, I guess.
Oh yes, it brought the towns together.
Yep,
you put the five towns
together. And out of town as well, were there people?
Oh,
that
out
came
of town,
down?
Yes, yep. Yes. We got out of town events. We had running out around the town. We had wood chopping in the main street. Even had chainsaws going. But we're fortunate enough we got a lot of that on video, and I just hope that it remains in the town and be able to be seen by people.
Well, that's right, and that's part of the reason why we're here is that you'd like to... I mean, you've been heavily involved in this. You pretty much run this
for the
majority of your whole life, you know, and, I mean, you used to do stuff with 7XS in relation to it as well back in the day. So, you know, you're... Excuse the pun, but you are a veteran at it, and but I can still see you're so passionate about it even today. And I guess this whole thing about celebrating Tasmania Day on the West Coast has somewhat been lost, and you're hoping to sort of rekindle that, and you want to spread the message that you want to try and get more get-togethers for this again.
It'd be nice, Curvo, if we could keep it going, even if we had two or three events and keep some of the seniors together, you know, because a lot of things are not happening today. I know there's problems around the place with work for people, and we don't have a lot of time, the 12-hour shifts and so on, and families are full up.
I guess, with your mates and that sort of thing that used to be involved, it'd be more now about creating memories and that sort of thing. So you would get together once a month. So you want to rekindle the group. What's the best thing if people are interested, that you know, maybe some friends you haven't seen for ages and that sort of thing, what's the best way to contact you?
Just give me a ring or get in touch with you guys.
All right, yeah, get in touch with us. I won't put it on air, but what we'll do is you can leave your contact details with us, and you can give us, and anybody interested can give us a call, and we'll pass the details on to you. How's that?
Yeah, and I guess the West Coast Council will be involved also.
Yep.
Which would be big.
Yeah, absolutely. Because I think, you know, we're West Coast is definitely a part of Tasmania in terms of its history, you know, with the mines and that sort of thing. I mean, I've just been amazed at what I've discovered about the West Coast in the 2 years that I've been down here. And I had no idea about the stuff that, I mean, the footy, for example. We had all these associations down here for so many years. We've only got two football teams, and they don't even play each other. But, you know, there are only two football teams on the West Coast. And it was all in conjunction with the mines and that sort of thing. I mean, it's absolutely steeped in history down here.
Yep. In 92, they brought some Dutch people out to be involved within the celebrations, and which was great. There was 40 of them, and they're musicians. And we've got all that on video.
Yes.
It happened in the Crows Room. And it'd be lovely if we could show that one night or one afternoon somewhere where people can get some involvement in it, enjoyment. It was beautiful.
Absolutely.
To listen to some of them because they were masters at, with their instruments.
And obviously you want to get young people involved as well. So,
I do.
Because they can get involved in perhaps doing some of these things as well themselves. And thus, you know, you can therefore hand the baton over to them when the time comes as well.
Certainly.
Yeah, so, look, as I say, give us a call here at the station on 64711711 if you're interested, and we'll pass the details, the contact details to Gordon on to you. So, look, anything else you want to just mention while we're on
right,
today?
Curvo.
Okay, pretty excellent.
Really,
well,
really
great,
lovely to be here.
Great to see you. I love your, like, you've got your history in one big bag. It's fantastic to see. You've shown me some of the photos, and it really is fantastic. So, look, it's great to talk to you today. Thanks for joining us on the program.
Thanks, Curvo.
There we go. Gordon Sutton on this Celebrate Tasmania Day here in on the West Coast.